All right.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back
to the Flick Chicks podcast.
I'm Jane.
And I'm Allison.
And how are you, Allison?
I'm good. It's kind of hot in here right now.
It is kind of hot in here.
Although it was freezing in here earlier, so I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah.
But I've just been having a nice, lazy holiday weekend.
Me too. I've been eating a lot.
Yes. It's been nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's about it. Really, nothing much going on.
Nope.
It's end of November.
End of November. It's almost holiday
time. Holiday time. And so we're kind of thinking about what kind of Christmas movies and holiday movies we want to do.
Yeah, so send us recs.
Yeah, send us recs because we're not very well versed in Christmas movies.
No, and I'm just going to choose all bad ones. It's going to be Hallmark movie month if you don't send some. So
better think about what you want.
So if you don't want all Hallmark movies all the time, I would start sending Christmas mail. We have to do Christmas mail.
Yes.
The mail. Ah, Christmas mail. What a stupid name. It's got that guy from... No, it's not the guy from Star Wars. That guy's in Little Italy. I don't know.
Little Italy's so dumb.
I know.
It's a horrible movie.
But it's fun. So Italian.
They're both Italian, but they're white.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're not going to count real Italians. What is this? West Side Story? No. Okay, let's talk about this movie. We're doing...
Yes. Clue, which I had never seen.
Yes, which I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
So this movie had a budget of $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
It made $14.6 million.
That's such a shame.
Just barely in.
This is 1985.
Yes, this is one of those movies that like did not do that well when it first came out, but has like a
very close cult following.
Yes.
It's a classic now.
Yeah, like, it is a classic.
Yeah, people love it. It's pretty iconic.
It was ahead of its time.
It's very ahead of its time. It's hilarious.
It's based on the Clue board game.
Yeah.
So, if you've ever played that, or, I mean, you know what Clue is, right?
You know what Clue is.
You're an American.
Yeah.
Presumably.
Mrs. White in the library with a lead pipe.
Yeah, exactly.
That stuff.
That kind of thing. So, it stars Elene Brennan, Tim Curry,
Madeline Kahn. Oh, he's amazing. I love Madeline Kahn.
Christopher Lloyd, Michael McKean, Martin Mull, Leslie Ann Warren. Those are the people. John Morris does the music.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Kemper did the cinematography.
And it's written and directed by the same guy.
Yeah, who is Jonathan Lynn.
Yes.
So, let's just dive into the plot. A confusing plot, so here we go. In 1954, six strangers arrive at a secluded New England mansion. Greeted by Wadsworth the butler and Yvette the maid, each guest receives a pseudonym. Colonel Mustard, Mrs. White, Mrs. Peacock, Mr. Green, Professor Plum, and Miss Scarlet. Did I ever tell you about the time that, you know, like, lieutenant shortened is, like, LT?
Yeah.
Okay. It's, like, I think it's, like, just LT, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And someone was, like, reading a script, and it was, like, lieutenant something or another. Like, well, I'm just going to say Lieutenant Mustard for this example. And they went, LT Mustard. And I was, like, pause, lieutenant. And they were, like, why don't they just write that? And I was, like, because it's the shorthand for lieutenant. Why don't you just write Mrs. all the time instead of MRS? Anyway. A seventh guest arrives, Mr. Body, whom Wadsworth reveals has been blackmailing the others. Mrs. Peacock is accused of taking bribes for her husband, a U.S. senator, but denies any wrongdoings and claims she has played the blackmail to keep the scandal quiet. Mrs. White is suspected in the death of her husband, a nuclear physicist. Professor Plum has lost his medical license due to an affair with a patient. Miss Scarlet runs an underground brothel in Washington, D.C. Colonel Mustard, though initially suspected of being one of Mrs. Scarlet's, Miss Scarlet's patrons, is a war profiteer, and Mr. Green is a homosexual, a secret that would cost him his job at the State Department if anyone found out.
Yeah, everyone else, like, does crimes, and then...
And then there's, like, this guy.
Mr. Green's like, I'm a homosexual.
This is literally I think when everyone's going around and, like, talking about their crimes is so funny.
Oh my god, it's
because
hilarious.
Because it's hilarious to see who feels bad and who doesn't.
Oh my gosh, I love how Miss Scarlet doesn't feel bad at all.
I don't know, I mean, why would she?
I think sex work should be legal.
She's a freaking brothel owner in Washington, D.C., and,
that's
like...
That's profitable as hell.
Yeah, and she's like, I just pay the blackmail so my ring doesn't get taken down. She has plenty of money.
Yeah.
It's all these other people that are like, I have no money, I'm losing money.
Yeah.
Miss Scarlet's like, I don't care.
She always has money coming in.
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Green is funny, too. He's like, I have no mortal shame about this.
But I will lose my job.
Fair. While threatening to expose the guests if he is arrested, Mr. Body gives them each a weapon, a candlestick, a knife, a lead pipe, a revolver, a rope, and a wrench. Demanding that someone kill Wadsworth, Mr. Body turns off the lights. Basically, he says, like, if we all kill Wadsworth, then we can all leave and pretend like this never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll keep on blackmailing them.
Yeah.
So,
it'll Kim Curry's Wadsworth.
Yeah, yeah. Go back to normal. A gunshot rings out, and the lights are turned back on to reveal Mr. Body apparently dead without any indication at first glance as to how.
So funny his name is Mr. Body.
I know.
Genius.
A body has been found in the library. A Mr. Body. So stupid. It's spelled B-O-D-D-Y.
I know.
Wadsworth explains to the guests that his wife had committed suicide due to Mr. Body's blackmail because she refused to name friends who were socialists. And he has summoned guests to force a confession out of Mr. Body and turn him over to the police.
This is so funny when he's like, she had friends who were socialists.
And they're like,
and they're like, they're crying and comforting him.
Because right after the, like, right before this, they're like, well, why would he all blackmail us? And he's like, because he all thought you were un-American.
Yeah, it's all like a communist thing.
Yeah. And, Wadsworth explains, oh, wait, I already just told you that. Anyway, the group suspects the cook, but they find her dead as well, having been stabbed by the dagger. Mr. Body's body disappears, but the guests find his now bleeding body in the lavatory, having been struck on the head with the candlestick. Mm-hmm. Wadsworth locks the weapons in a cupboard. A stranded motorist arrives, and Wadsworth locks him in the lounge. While the guests search the mansion in pairs, an unknown individual burns the blackmail evidence, unlocks the cupboard, kills the motorist with the wrench.
Yeah. And the motorist is in the process of calling someone and telling them that one of the people at the party is his old boss.
Mm-hmm. And then he gets struck.
Yes.
And there's, like, there's quite a bit of, like, stuff in between this where, like, they're pairing off together. I think the pairs are, like, it's Yvette and Mr. Green.
Yes.
Because he's gay and she's hot.
Yeah.
So that's funny. And they go to the attic. Then there's Colonel Mustard. Colonel Mustard and Scarlet.
Yeah.
And that's funny because they were clients.
Yeah.
Probably are the ones that become the most friends. Like, yeah. They trust each other the most.
Yes. So he was a client of her brothel.
And then
it's Mrs. White and
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
So Wadsworth.
Yes.
And they do not like each other at all. They do not trust each other.
They're so suspicious of each other.
There's literally a scene right before where she's like, if I ever get you alone. And he's like, no man would be wise to go alone with you.
Because she murdered her other husbands.
She murdered like five of them.
Yes.
She has five husbands.
She's a black widow.
Yes. Which is funny because her name is Mrs. White.
Mrs. White. And she's dressed in black.
Black. Yeah.
Very fun.
And then there's the remaining two are, maybe that's it.
I think that's it.
I think it is two. Yeah.
Or, no, Professor Plum.
Oh, Professor Plum and Mrs. Peacock.
Yeah.
Who don't really do anything.
No, they don't really do anything.
We don't really see too much of them. So, anyway, now the motorist is dead. Discovering a secret passage, Colonel Mustard and Miss Scarlet find themselves locked in the lounge with the motorist's corpse until Yvette shoots the door open with the revolver.
That's such a funny scene.
Yvette is so funny.
She's so good.
She is. She's amazing. She looks amazing, too.
I know. She's
her dress?
I know.
So flattering.
She's amazing. I love Yvette.
A cop investigating the motorist's abandoned car arrives to use the phone. The mansion receives a call from J. Edgar Hoover, which Wadsworth takes alone.
Really interesting. Black cop in 1950s.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Killed.
They had to have it.
I mean, you had to have it.
I mean.
I think it might be because, are any of the people black, any of the characters?
I don't think so.
Huh. Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting since it was the 1950s. Yeah.
J. Edgar Hoover calls, so that's weird. Oh my god,
who's calling why is J. Edgar Hoover calling your house? So weird.
You're like, I don't know. I don't know why he's calling the house. After distracting the cops successfully, the guests resume their search until another unknown figure turns off the electricity. Yvette, the cop, and a singing telegram girl are murdered with a rope, lead pipe, and revolver, respectively. Wadsworth and the others, oh, this is really weird, because, so Yvette's death, like, all the rest of them are, like, normal, like, we don't know who done it, there's no clues, but Yvette stops speaking in her French accent.
Yes.
And she comes down, and she's like, they're like, did anyone follow you? And she's like, no, we're alone. But I think this person recognized me. And then she goes, oh, it's you. And they strangle her.
They strangle her with the noose.
So it's like she knew
who it was.
The killer.
So we knew that she was like.
So now we know Yvette's in on it.
She's an accomplice.
Yeah. Wadsworth and the others regroup after he turns the electricity back on and he reveals he knows who the murderer is. Recreating the night's events, Wadsworth. Yeah.
This is such a brilliant scene.
It's just like so ridiculous. It's
sort of, they're just like running back and forth from room to room with Tim Curry mm-hmm. with his amazing voice.
He's just playing all the parts.
Yes.
Wadsworth explains that the five other victims were Mr. Body's informants, and Evangelist interrupts the gathering, but Mrs. Peacock shuns him by closing the door, and Wadsworth continues his explanation.
Have you heard the name Jesus Christ?
In the theatrical screening, audiences would only be shown one of mm-hmm. these three endings.
Ending A, B, or C.
These three included in the home media release with an with title cards stating that ending A and ending B were possible endings, while ending C was how events actually occurred.
This is the one we watched.
Yes. So we've seen all the endings.
Yes.
And in the theaters, they only saw one of the three.
Yeah.
Either the fake out endings.
So you if you watch it at home on like Amazon Prime or DVD,
you'll get all the three. Endings yeah. in like built into the movie.
Yes.
So ending A. Yvette murdered the cook and Mr. Body on orders from Miss Scarlet, for whom she once worked for as a call girl. Scarlet then killed Yvette and the other victims. Planning to sell the guests secrets, Scarlet prepares to shoot Wadsworth, who asserts that there are no more bullets, and dismisses Scarlet as law enforcement raid the house. The evangelist, revealed to be the police chief, congratulates Wadsworth, an undercover FBI agent. Wadsworth attempts to demonstrate the revolver was empty, but a remaining bullet brings down the chandelier, narrowly missing Mustard.
Fun.
So Scarlet did it.
Scarlet did it.
And Yvette, but mostly Scarlet.
Mm-hmm.
Ending B. Mrs. Peacock killed all the victims to conceal her taking bribes from foreign powers. She holds the others at gunpoint as they allow her to leave. Wadsworth reveals he is an undercover FBI agent sent to investigate her. While escaping to her car, Mrs. Peacock is caught by the evangelist, who is revealed to be the police chief, as the police raid the property.
Mm-hmm.
After the police chief assures her capture, Wadsworth asks if anyone would care for some fruit or dessert. I think that one's probably the most unbelievable one.
Yeah, I think so,
too.
Because
it doesn't make any sense, really.
No.
Scarlet's makes sense, because the secrets angle yes. for all of them.
Yeah.
But
I think C is the best ending.
C is easily the best ending, because it makes the most sense.
Yes.
And that's why it's the actual ending.
That's why it's what really happened.
That's what really happened. Okay. Ending C. Apart from Mr. Green, everyone has killed at least one person.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Plum missed Mr. Body with the gunshot, but later killed him with the candlestick. Mrs. Peacock stabbed the cook, her former employee.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Mustard bludgeoned the motorist, his driver during World War II. Mrs. White strangled Yvette out of jealousy and hatred for the latter's affair with her husband, whom mm-hmm. she had also killed, and Miss Scarlet clubbed the cop for whom she was bribing. So basically, they all kill their own informants.
Yeah. Everyone is guilty except Mr. Green.
Mm-hmm. So, Wadsworth revealed he shot the singing telegram girl the patient Professor Plum had the affair with, and is the real Mr. Body. The person that Plum killed was Mr. Body's butler. With his spies and informants disposed of, he plans to continue blackmailing the guests. Mr. Green draws his own revolver, kills Mr. Body, and reveals himself to be an undercover FBI agent.
And straight!
Yep.
The whole time!
You fools!
You fools!
Mr. Green states that he was a plant to get close to Mr. Body before bringing in the authorities to arrest the others.
Interesting that his name is Mr. Green and he was a plant.
I know. Ha ha. Before arresting the others, as the evangelist is revealed to be the police chief.
Mm-hmm.
After mentioning to the police chief that he has killed Mr. Body in the hall with a revolver, Mr. Green says, okay, chief, take him away. I'm going to go home and sleep with my wife.
Iconic.
Iconic. And the freeze frame on all of these, iconic.
I love it. I love the freeze frame. Oh, my God. Every single ending has a freeze frame. Hilarious.
Hilarious. Always, especially when they acknowledge
flames coming.
Okay, so yes, Mrs. White, in all the alternate endings, every take she just like loses control of the English language more and more. It's so funny. Like one time they asked her a question and she just goes, ah! And then whenever that you find out that she killed Yvette, she goes, yes, I killed her. I hated her. There was flames on the sides of my heavy breathing. That was, and then they all just do not acknowledge
it. It's hilarious because it's all improv. Like that's yeah. Madeline Kahn improvising, and you can totally tell because all the other actors were like,
so much of this I think that is improv. Yes, and there's a part where Tim Curry drags Mrs. White up the steps to show her, and she just falls on the steps.
I love whenever one of my favorite scenes. He's like, "Here, I'll catch you," to Mrs. Peacock, and then he just lets her fall through his arms.
There's so much, like, I also really
the
like
physical comedy in this. The physical
comedy is insane, and it's so funny. This movie just ramps up. At first, it's like kind of witty word comedy, yeah. And then it becomes more physical, and then it's just like the end is just an all out. Like free for all.
Yes. It's so fun.
Yes. And I like the scene where Wadsworth is like, oh, what, another door? And he turns the handle and it's a shower. And because then for the rest of the movie, he's wet. So it looks like he's really sweaty.
Yeah.
But he's just drenched in water and they must constantly keep him wet so he doesn't dry off.
Oh, Tim Curry's so great.
Tim Curry. It's so funny.
This is hilarious. Really good. The acting is great. The writing's great.
Yeah.
The physical comedy, really, I think it's hard to do physical comedy correctly. And
especially in movies.
And I think they definitely do it well here.
It's so funny. There's just so much stuff that, like, is so dumb. Also, the way they're all dressed.
Yes.
Like, it's funny, like, Mrs. Peacock has giant feathers and, like, these big rhinestone glasses. Mrs. White, of course, is in all black.
Mm-hmm. With pearls.
Yeah. And then, you know,
Colonel Mustard's wearing, like, the yellow tie.
Mm-hmm. And Professor Plum has his pipe all the time.
All the time.
It's very funny. It's interesting now, because if you get Clue now, so many of the cards... I don't know if the cards... I wasn't around when this movie was made.
Yeah.
I don't know if the cards now reflect what they look like in the movie, or if they were cast to reflect what the cards look like.
I've seen what they looked on the cards originally. Let's see.
I'm sure they dressed them up similarly to the way the cards look.
And I know that, like, all of their cars that they arrive in are their corresponding colors.
Mm-hmm.
And they all, I think the pieces in the game all might be cars, is what might be, like, colored with the color that they are. So, like, the cars are their game pieces in the movie.
Yeah.
It's not loading. But I don't know what they look like.
Let me see. I bet I can get it.
So, Carrie Fisher was originally Miss Scarlet.
What?
And she couldn't do it because she was in rehab.
That's sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Tim Curry was the third choice for Wadsworth.
Well.
Third choice, best choice.
Third choice, best choice.
Colleen Camp had to fight hard for the role of Yvette. According to Colleen Camp, the role of Yvette, the maid, was a coveted one in Hollywood. And everyone from Jennifer Jason Leigh to Madonna was interested in the part. Determined to win it for herself, Camp showed up to her audition in a rented maid's outfit and won the role. The director said it was, like, she had really good comedy skill, but he was like, but it was her boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're great. And let's see.
Okay, here's what it looks like, what they originally looked like. It looks like they were cast to semi-look like their cards, but not entirely.
Yeah. Like, Mrs. White is old in this.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Green is bald. Colonel Mustard has, like, a huge beard. But it looks like they were, like, sort of intended to look.
Yeah.
Similar.
Mm-hmm. So Mrs. White's role got larger when Madeline Kahn came aboard. According to Lynn, the role of Mrs. White was underwritten in the first draft of the script when comedy legend Madeline Kahn, famous for the dual triumphs of Young Frankenstein and Blazing Saddles, became interested in the part. Lynn went back and expanded the role.
Aww.
Yeah, because she's such a good actress that he's like, we have to show her off. The dialogue pacing was inspired by His Girl Friday.
That's so funny.
Really weird. The characters' cars match their names. Leslie Ann Warren, who is Miss Scarlet, her corset was so tight she couldn't sit down.
Yeah, her dress was tight.
Tight. The film's most famous speech was improvised. Lynn was not a fan of improvisation and wanted his actors to stick to his script. One star in particular wasn't a big fan of that, though. Madeline Kahn.
I was like, that girl, of course.
So when Mrs. White is supposed to talk about how much she hated Yvette, Kahn lets loose a rip involving flames on the side of her face, and it was so good it just had to stay in the movie. She said, all that was written was, I hated her so much that I wanted to kill her, or something like that. But Madeline just kind of went into a fugue about hatred. She did it 3 or 4 times, and each time was funnier than the last. You may recognize the singing telegram girl as a go-go. She's a guitarist in the Go-Go's.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I am your singing tower.
There was originally a fourth alternate ending. Famously, it features three different solutions to the mystery, and they originally played in theaters, yada yada. In the planning stage of the film, though, John Landis wanted four endings, one of which eventually scripted and later scrapped by Lynn because it wasn't working. So what was it? Well, Lynn claims he doesn't remember, but the original movie storybook says it involved a scheme by Wadsworth to poison everyone.
He just poisoned them all. Yeah. He lived. That doesn't make sense if he was the blackmailer, yeah. though. Yeah, I see how that doesn't really make sense.
I think the ending C's great.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's talk about how this was received.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So the film initially received mixed reviews. Mm-hmm. The New York Times wrote negatively of the film and stated that the beginning is the only part of the film that is remotely engaging.
I disagree.
And after that, it begins to drag. I really disagree.
I think the
beginning is the slowest.
I think so, too. And I think the end is just like, this is wild.
Gene Siksel of the Chicago Tribune gave the film 2.5 out of 4 stars, writing, Clue offers a few big laughs early on, followed by a lot of characters running around on a treadmill to nowhere.
That's what's funny about it.
I think it's just so ahead of its time.
It's
comedy.
A farce.
It's ahead of its time comedy-wise.
Yeah.
Like, this was kind of more popular in plays, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But even this... Yeah, I don't know. This is the kind of farce that's, like, really popular in, like, the 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And it's kind of popular in, like, England.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, the American version of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it just wasn't... I guess the 80s wasn't ready for it.
I guess not. But everyone loves it now.
They wanted, like, I don't know. What 80s comedies are good? Back to the Future.
I guess they just want John Hughes.
They just want John Hughes! And Back to the Future! So, let's see. A lot of critics criticized the decision to release the film to theaters with three separate endings, calling it a gimmick that would distract the audiences from the rest of the film, concluding that Clue is a movie that needs three different middles rather than three different endings. Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun gave it a 2 out of 4, writing that despite a promising cast, the film screenplay is so very thin that the actors spend most of their time looking frustrated, as if they'd just been cut off right before they were about to say something interesting. Everyone agreed that A was the best ending while C was the worst.
Disagree.
The Scarlet ending?
That's not the best. Bad. Yeah.
Film critics aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes reported that 65% of critics have given the film a positive review based on 31 reviews with an average score of 6 out of 10. Mm. The critic consensus reads, a robust ensemble of game actors elevate Clue above its schematic source material, but the farce's reliance on novelty over organic wit makes the entertainment value a roll of the dice. I disagree
as well.
So, on Metacritic, it has generally unfavorable reviews.
I also read that this is Tim Curry's favorite of his own films.
I think it's funny.
I think it's really funny.
There was supposed to be a remake in 2011.
Okay.
But it was dropped. But in August 2016, the tracking board reported that Hasbro had landed at 20th Century Fox with Josh Feldman producing for Hasbro Studios. And then the film would be a worldwide mystery with action-adventure elements, potentially setting up a possible franchise that could play well internationally. In 2018, Fox announced that Ryan Reynolds, who had established a three-year first-look deal with the studio, would star in the live-action remake of Clue with Rhett Reese, Paul Wernick, who were the writers for Deadpool.
Reynolds as Wadsworth,
I don't know. But the writers of Deadpool would be writing it.
Okay, interesting.
And then in 2019, The Rab reported that Jason Bateman was in talks to direct the film, but by 2020, Bateman was no longer too attached to it. And it hasn't, there's been no other words since. So we'll see if it ever happens.
We'll see, I guess.
I mean, the only person that seems like actually attached to it is Ryan Reynolds, and that's because he got to say if he wanted to be in the movie, basically.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But it's also like, it's one of those things, too, where sometimes actors attach themselves to the first things of a script, and then they
take it out as it evolves, yeah.
Because they're like, I don't like it. It sounds like, to me, like, they're planning on it being a more adult version of Clue.
Yeah, this is definitely a family-friendly mm-hmm. movie.
I think adults probably would enjoy it more than kids, but...
Yeah.
It's still
I
more...
I know some kids who like Clue, though.
Yeah.
Like, mostly, like, 12-year-olds.
Yeah. You gotta kind of get... Be able to understand at least the physical humor to get this. But as far as, like, understanding the movie, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's more of just like a fun whodunit. It's not super hard. I mean, you can kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
You can kind of, like, there are scenes, like, for example, the first thing I always notice is the scene where they go to, when Yvette screams in the billiards room, mm-hmm. and they go to look at her. You can see Mrs. Peacock not stop with the crowd.
Yeah.
So you know she must be off doing something. That's the only one I ever noticed.
Yeah.
But it made me know, like, Mrs. Peacock must be doing something. Mm-hmm. Even though I think the Mrs. Peacock ending is the lamest.
I agree.
I think that's the worst one.
Me too.
There's not a ton, really.
Yeah, I read the Mental Floss article. That's where I got my trivia from, so.
Yeah, there's not really, like, a ton of... I'm surprised this wasn't more improv'd.
No, me too. Yeah, the director just didn't like improv, but Madeline Kahn, you know,
was I guess, like, you gotta kind of keep it straight for a movie like this, where you can get...
Because the plot's so convoluted.
You can get really, yeah, you could really mess something up.
Yeah, the threads are gonna get crossed.
Yeah. You'd really mess something up. Although I feel like I'm surprised there wasn't more, like, in the... I don't know. I guess it's also about actor interpretation.
Yeah.
Like, the way it's written isn't necessarily the way it comes out, because you make it funny with the way you do it.
Especially, I would think, Madeline Kahn and Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, yeah, especially. Especially that last running around scene.
He's so good in that.
Ah! Ah! And she goes, ah! Ah! So good. The way he just keeps throwing Mr. Green up and down, up and down. And he's like, will you stop? And he goes, no.
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 What'd you give this movie?
I love this movie. I give it a 10 out of 10.
I give it a 10 out of 10.
I love this movie.
So fun. So fun.
It's always funny every time I watch it. And I'm always like, wow, I forgot how that happened.
Yeah.
When you're watching, like, even though I've seen this movie like 10 times and I know what the real ending is. Yeah. I know that it's they all did it. But in the, I always watch it and I always forget. I'm always like, whoa. How did that work?
Yeah.
I guess if I watch it, like, tomorrow, I would be able to maybe look for more,
yeah.
Does it work out? It must work out, or there would be a lot of articles
backlash,
on why it doesn't work
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, I have a review.
Nice.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
1 out of 10. Monumental fiasco of epic proportions.
Okay.
This was written in 99.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Clue is one of the most god-awful movies I have ever seen. It is astonishingly unfunny. It probably wasn't a good idea to try to turn a board game into a movie, but who could have dreamed things would have gone this bad? Right from the very start, the jokes will start misfiring, and then it only gets worse. Nobody comes out of this smelling too good. How could they with such 10th-rate material? But I especially felt sorry for Tim Curry, stuck in the middle of this train wreck, frantically trying to keep track of the happenings long after anyone but a masochist would have stopped caring. This film was made with 3 different endings, which were distributed to the theaters. The thought of someone actually going to see all 3 makes me feel sad and disturbed. The only, and I mean only, reason I came to see this was for watching Colleen Camp's prodigious bosom in her French maid's outfit.
Oh my god!
I know. Leslie Ann Warren must be secure in her ability as an actress to have been able to give such a professional performance while being upstaged in this way. Miss Scarlet.
Whoa.
He's basically saying, I can't believe Miss Scarlet wanted to be in this movie when she had to be the hot one next to this woman.
Yeah.
What? I think the idea is Yvette's hotter than Miss Scarlet.
I think that's the joke.
I think that's the joke.
Yeah.
Is that everyone knows
that Yvette
she's
is hotter.
Hotter. But yeah. No one really tries to hit on her that much,
yeah.
Except Mr. Body. Why did I watch the film? Well, like that proverbial gruesome car wreck, you don't want to look at such a human disaster, but you can't help but do it. Then having seen it, you pray it never happens again. I think this is a great movie. There were a lot of, like, there's quite a few one-star reviews. I was kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Because I think it's really funny.
I think it's very funny.
I really think
it does what it's supposed to do.
I think it's very funny. I think people don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This one's just called Clue Don't.
Clue Don't?
One word. Clue Don't. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks.
What's really funny is everyone's like, Tim Curry is the saving grace. And you're like, are you joking? Tim Curry's like the most straight man character in this whole movie.
Yes.
Like, one of the most straight characters in this entire movie is Tim Curry. Third choice, best choice. Oh, well.
Yeah, he was great, though.
What can you do? Some people think it's boring. Some people think it's confusing.
I don't think it's confusing or boring.
Sometimes I think people are like, they try and see if it could actually happen, and this movie doesn't really show you if it could actually happen, because the secret passage thing, like, It's not like it gives... It does not give you clues as to who did it.
Yeah.
It's more them trying to figure it out and you trying to figure it out with them. It's not like a you're trying to be ahead of them movie. You can't be because there's a lot of information that you don't know until the last 15
exactly,
minutes.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think a lot of people get frustrated by that because they're like, well, I couldn't figure out the ending. And it's like, yeah, you couldn't. Like, no one could.
Yeah.
Only Wadsworth can. That's the joke, is that it's like secret passages and... You it gives you clues that are like just enough to be like, I guess that could have happened.
Yeah.
That's why he explains it all for you, you dum-dums.
Yeah. Listen, they always lay it out.
They always lay it out. It would be interesting to just watch this with one ending. Like go straight into
the ending. Yeah, yeah. I wonder if people like if there are people like that who just think that like the ending that they saw is the real
ending. Is the real ending? I don't know. I'm sure it I feel like it marketed as itself. It probably marketed itself as having three different endings because they want you to go see it three times.
Yeah.
So that you'll catch all the endings.
Yeah.
So.
But you guys can watch this on Prime.
You can, yeah. But we in the modern audience, we can just.
Watch them all at once.
Watch it all at once. And I'm sure that you can find a version that doesn't have all three endings too. If you really wanted to. Wow. Good movie.
Good movie.
Great movie, everyone.
Yeah, I really like it.
We need more movies like this.
Yes,
I want more movies like this. Nobody ever does this because it just goes like crap every time they do.
Yeah.
Every time someone tries to do a movie like this, critics are like, I hate it. But the public's like, more, please.
Please, please.
I hate it. I hate it that movies like this never do well correctly. Yeah.
But, you know.
You can, critics hate people just having a good time.
They really do. They
critics
hate fun.
Hate people just having fun making a movie. You have to hate yourself to like, this is why they're, okay.
They want tortured artists.
This
they don't want people
the,
who are doing it for fun.
This is why The Revenant received an Oscar.
So true.
Because The Revenant is boring. It's not fun. It's not the prettiest I've ever seen.
I'm
but
like,
guess what?
Have you seen Wolf of Wall Street? That thing is a romp.
You know what though? It's because Leonardo because no one had a good time making it. Because no one had fun making it, they're like, okay, we'll respect it.
Yeah.
Because you suffered for it.
Jonah Hill had to go to the hospital because he snorted too much fake cocaine on
the set
of
Wolf of
Wall
Street.
Yeah, that
just sounds like a funny story though. Yeah, funny story. I want Leonardo DiCaprio got sick every day. Because he was freezing to death. That's what I want, okay? I want Matthew McConaughey starved himself to near death because he wanted to look good for a movie. That's art.
That's what I want.
You know what's not art? People having a good time making art with their friends.
Yeah.
That's not art.
That's not art.
I hate that. Clue's fun. Revenant's not fun. And yet, which one has an Oscar?
Which one?
And yet, which one has an Oscar? Not Clue. It's a real shame.
It is a real shame.
This is what I'm saying. We need to stop thinking that art is only good if people that made it hated making it.
Yes.
That's always how
suffering does not equate
art. You can have fun and make art too. This movie looked like an absolute just like best time. I bet all these people are best friends.
Yeah, I bet I had a great time.
Ugh.
Fun.
Hate critics. All right.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Let us know what you would like to hear when the holidays come up.
It's Christmas time.
Or other holidays that you celebrate.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.